I think most of you are already aware that all my life I've been a great reader. And quite a few years ago, I think I must have been in my teens, I read a work by Hegel called The Philosophy of History. And in the course of The Philosophy of History, Hegel said that history moves from east to west. Well, I may not exactly embody history, but I think I can say that in recent years, in recent decades, I have moved from east to west. 40 years ago today, I was very much in India. As you've been reminded, I was receiving my bhikkhu ordination. And 20 years ago, I was back in England, moving from east to west. Manju Bhajwa's reminiscence is, by the way, sparked off some of my own, because I do remember that retreat 20 years ago at, I think, Teffels in Sussex, actually. I remember it very well. I remember it, I'm afraid, I'm sorry to say, not because I met Manju Bhajwa, but I can't remember meeting him. Honesty is the best policy. I can't remember meeting him. For me, that Easter retreat, to which I came back especially from the States, was rather overshadowed by the fact that I was very ill. And in fact, I'm told I nearly died on that occasion. I recovered and went back to the States to do whatever I was doing there. And yes, that was 20 years ago. And now, 20 years further on, I've moved again from east to west, and I'm back again in the United States and giving, I'm glad to say, my very first talk in the United States under the auspices of our very own FWBO. Which I'm very glad and happy to see flourishing in this particular place and beginning to flourish in several other centers across this vast continent as well. Now, in the course of the last week, you've had a talk on the meaning of Kalyanamitta, spiritual friendship, which, as you all know, is absolutely central in Buddhism as envisaged by the FWBO. He also had a talk on the Buddha, a talk on some of the great Buddhist teachers, and there's even been a talk on me. And tonight I'm going to talk about my own teachers. And I'm going to talk about them mainly by way of personal reminiscence. I'm not going to try to give short, potted, systematic biographies, but mainly just my own personal reminiscences. And of course, in the course of my life, I think I can say I have had very many teachers indeed. Not only Buddhist teachers, but in the earlier phase of my career in India, Hindu teachers, and before that, of course, there were secular teachers. And according to Buddhist tradition, your very first teachers are, of course, your parents. They're called the Purana Acharyas, the old or original teachers, and they are also to be included in the list of one's teachers. In fact, one can even go so far as to say one learns from every single person whom one meets in the course of one's life. One learns something or other. But obviously, limits have to be imposed. I certainly can't talk about all my teachers. Tonight I'm just going to reminisce about my 8 most important Buddhist teachers. And obviously, I'm not going to be able to say very, very much about any of them. But I hope that in the course of the next hour and a half, I shall be able to give you a glimpse of what they were like and give you a glimpse of what they meant to me, and perhaps what they might come to mean to some of you.